segment of the Driftless Trail leading to the Phoebe Point overlooking the river. That's the morning show for today on WRCO.
You are listening to WRCE 1450 AM, W299 CD, Richland Center.
WRCO FM in Richland Center. Today's news update at 7 is sponsored by Jones Chevrolet, the car and truck people of Southwest Wisconsin. The Richland Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first. And the Creative Outlet, with custom-made scrapbooking supplies and consignment clothing.
Over 100 years of serving Southwest Wisconsin, all of us at Jones Chevrolet are honored to continue the tradition. Whether it's helping you choose a new Chevrolet vehicle, finding the perfect pre-owned truck, car, or SUV, or performing vital maintenance, repairs, adding accessories, or even emergency help with your vehicle, new Chevrolet vehicles are coming in weekly. Stop in and see one of our friendly sales professionals to see what's on the way, on the lot, or even custom order one the way you want. Go to JonesChev.com to see what's available or set up an appointment. You can even fill out the secure credit application and get pre-approved for a competitive interest rate and lock it in. Jones Chevrolet Richland Center, over 100 years of being your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Underway right now, the Israeli War Cabinet's second meeting in as many days following Iran's attack on Israel. Considering whether and how to respond to that attack, where more than 300 Iranian drones and missiles were fired at Israel, but most never reached their targets, 99% of them intercepted with the help of the U.S. and other allies. Jury selection begins this morning in the New York hush money trial of former President Trump. ABC Chief Legal Analyst Dan Abrams.
The standard is not, do you know who the defendant is? That's not what it is. The standard is not, do you know anything about the case? The standard is, can this person objectively evaluate the evidence? And that's where it's going to be tricky.
Hundreds of potential jurors have been summoned for this, the first ever criminal trial of a former U.S. president. They'll be asked 42 questions, including whether they've attended a Trump campaign event or follow him on social media. This is ABC News. Four people now under arrest after the disappearance of two Kansas women.
Veronica Butler was headed to Eva, Oklahoma from Hugoton, Kansas, March 30th to pick up her children. Her friend Jillian Kelly was with her, but they never made it.
Several people in this area, northwest Oklahoma, southwest Kansas, have reached out and done everything they can to give us as many tips as they can to help us.
Hunter McKee of the Oklahoma State Bureau of Investigation says four people were arrested Saturday in connection with the women's disappearance. Yesterday, two bodies thought to be those of Butler and Kelly were discovered. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
The Biden administration announcing nearly $6.5 billion in aid to Samsung to build a new computer chip research and manufacturing center in Texas. At the weekend box office.
Whatever happens, we don't quit.
No quit in the new movie Civil War, taking the top spot with nearly $26 million in ticket sales in its opening weekend. That pushed Godzilla Kong, the new empire, to second place. Dave Packer, ABC News.
High school and college graduations are just around the corner. At the Creative Outlet, you will find exclusive custom school scrapbooking products that will make your memory album stand out. These products will also be perfect for greeting cards, party decor, or would make great graduation gifts. Where is the best place to get scrapbooking products to show your school spirit? Oh, you know, it's the Creative Outlet, located on Court Street in downtown Richland Center.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
This is Lynette from the Prescription Center. We want to thank all of our longtime friends who have put their trust in us to manage their family's health. We want to thank our increasing number of new friends who have learned just how special we treat our friends. We do realize you can go anywhere or use mail order. We want you to choose us every day. We know copays are the same for any pharmacy in town. However, we feel we provide a superior value for your dollars. If you find our prices higher, we will match prices for all medications. We check to see if any of your prescriptions have dollar off coupons from the manufacturer. These coupons actually put money back in your pocket. If your current pharmacy does not do this, give us a call. We know your time is valuable. When you call ahead, your prescriptions are ready when you stop. I guarantee you will never wait in our drive-thru. Okay, we do not have a drive-thru. The Family Prescription Center, where you and your family always come first.
Landowners manage a variety of assets every day. Trees on your property are an asset you shouldn't take for granted. The staff of Meister Log and Lumber has been buying logs and standing timber in Southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's professional forest management team can help you make the decisions that will be in the best interest of you and your trees. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber, 608-434-4413.
5 minutes after 7, and we're getting a little sunshine now, 42 degrees, up one from the overnight low here today. Forecast details coming up here on a Monday, tax day. Hopefully you're not too taxed.
Please record your message.
Hey, it's me, your car. I hate to bother you again, but you hearing these sounds? Sounds like this and this. I mean, those screeches could be my brakes. And those clunky noises, I have no idea. One thing is for certain, the team at TC Auto Works in Richland Center has the brains and equipment to diagnose and repair all my issues. They service and repair all vehicles, foreign and domestic. So call now for an appointment. 608-383-1700. TC Auto Works, Highway 14 East Richland Center. Call now.
We are so happy to say that we have welcomed Marshfield Furniture to our store. Court and Main just got a little bit better. Exceptional furniture uniquely suited to your tastes and lifestyle is a result of their passion for craftsmanship, quality, and excellence. With 120 fabric options and 48 leather options, they create custom furniture to fit your style and home. So many different collections to choose from, we just know there is something for everyone. Only at Court and Main in downtown Richland Center, open 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday and 9 to noon on Saturdays.
Tired of counting sheep? Hi, this is Travis with Wirtz Floor and Home. Did you know that one third of your life is spent sleeping? The 7 to 9 hours we should spend catching Z's helps the body heal itself, activate the immune system, and give your heart a break. Want to sleep on a Wisconsin-made high-quality mattress? Stop down to our new sister company, Bed & Linen, located on Highway 14, Spring Green, and let us show you why we wake up so refreshed.
A high in the low 70s expected today with north to northeast winds, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, 44 and increasingly cloudy. Tuesday, 62 with scattered rain becoming widespread by the afternoon. Tuesday night, blustery with rain and thunderstorms, a low of 49. Wednesday, 62 with occasional showers tapering off in the afternoon. Thursday, 57 with light showers by midday. And Friday, partly sunny and cool with a high of 53. In Richland Center with some nice sunshine. Following yesterday's daytime high of 81, it was 57 at midnight. We've been as low as 41. Right now, it is 42 degrees.
She's got her daddy's money, her mama's.
Arthur Group Ricochet on WRCO FM 100.9, WRCE FM 107.7, and AM 1450. Good morning from the center today. We'll see what old Hank Bray's doing and if he's got any jokes up his sleeve today. That's coming up. This is Chris Young.
Got a little southern drawl in my talk, little pickup truck on my highway, got a little boot stomping my walk, little neon light in my Friday, got some Tennessee in my whiskey, raise a cup of baby with me. I was raised on girl, raised on Willie, got my honky tonk attitude from Joe Dippy. Daddy did too, it's family tradition. When someone cracks it up, you can't help but listen. My upbringing sounds like George Strait singing. And I gotta give props to the radio, cause if you know me, I was raised on country. My life, it runs deep in my DNA. I was raised on girl, raised on Willie, got my honky tonk attitude from Joe Dippy. Daddy did too, it's family tradition. If someone cranks it up, you can't help but listen. My upbringing sounds like George Strait singing. And I gotta give props to the radio, cause if you know me,
said, son, if you're gonna be dumb, you better be tough. Don't ever start one, but throw the last punch and hit them hard enough so they don't get up. Early to bed and early to rise makes a man healthy, wealthy, and wise. I shake my head and I roll my eyes when he starts talking about things like death and taxes, the world moves fast, and money and time, it don't grow on trees. Make your bed and say your prayers, cause life ain't fair and it's never gonna be. Chicks dig guitars, tattoos and scars, trucks and cars don't run on dreams. You count on one hand the things you can count on. Taxes and your mama and me. I went from 7 to 27. Time flew fast, just like he said. It's kind of crazy. I got a baby across the hall, sleeping in his bed. I'm praying prayers and never thought I'd pray about. Saying things I never thought I'd say aloud. Man, if my old man, he could see me now, he'd shake his head and laugh, cause he was right about death and time.
taxes, the world moves faster. Money and time, it don't grow on trees. Make your bed and say your prayers, 'cause life ain't fair and it's never gonna be. Chicks dig guitars, tattoos and scars, trucks and cars don't run on dreams. You can count on one hand the things you can count on. Death, taxes and your mama and me. Death and taxes and your mama and me. I'm talking about death and taxes, the world moves fast and money and time, it don't grow on trees. Make your bed and say prayers. Life ain't fair, it's never gonna be. Chicks dig guitars, tattoos and scars, trucks and cars, it don't run on dreams. You can count on one hand the things you can count on. Taxes and your mama and me. So death and taxes and your mama and me. Death and taxes and your mama and me.
Jordan Fletcher on this tax day, death and taxes, and your mama and me. Well, a guy who's sometimes kind of taxing, that would be Hank Bray. He's coming in just a bit. Also, birthdays and anniversaries for April 15th will be right around the bend here today. It's 18 minutes after 7.
Okay, guys, we got to put our trays up for takeoff.
Where's Dad?
Oh, he's in the back. We could only get 3 seats together.
Daddy has my pillow.
We'll get it later. Can you not put your feet up, please?
Why aren't we going?
We must be in line for takeoff.
Like security?
Well, that was a different line.
I have to go.
We just sat down.
But I have to go.
The seatbelt sign's on.
Why aren't we moving?
Hey, no kicking.
We're just 15th in line for takeoff.
Son of a...
Don't go there. Go on a real vacation. Go RVing. Learn more at GoRVing.com.
It is hard to balance the combination of spring's warm, rainy days with the occasional winter wind chill. This is Wirtz Plumbing and Heating. A heat pump from Armstrong Air is a great solution for inconsistent temperatures. There are also financial incentives for upgrading to a heat pump, along with potential energy savings on your utility bill. Call Wirtz Plumbing and Heating for a quote, 647-6345.
The Richland Cattle Center would like to thank its many sellers and buyers for their continued support. This Wednesday sale at the Cattle Center at Ithaca begins at 11:30 and will include their usual run of recently fresh cows, two-year-old heifers, milking and bred cows, open heifers of all ages, plus a breeding age bull. For up-to-date listings, visit stadieauction.com and don't miss the Richland Cattle Center sale at Ithaca every Wednesday morning at 11:30.
My life is always on, every single day, and the electricity my co-op provides is more essential to it than ever before. It allows me to shop online while I'm watching TV and keeps my mobile phone charged so I can return the 10 missed calls from my mother. I depend on the electricity from my co-op to power my life and keep me connected every single day. Learn more about the power of your co-op membership at togetherwesave.com.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Bailey Paint & Decorating reminds you that the perfect color should be enjoyed for years to come. Extraordinarily durable Benjamin Moore paint and exterior stain ensure exactly that. Bailey Paint and Benjamin Moore know that getting the right product is the secret of success. Bailey Paint & Decorating ensures you have the right color and products and offers the best paint you can buy in Benjamin Moore paint products. Bailey Paint & Decorating, Court Street, downtown Richland Center, your Benjamin Moore headquarters.
Are you looking to make a difference in your community? Whether you're a student between the ages of 13 to 18 looking to gain valuable experience, a retiree wanting to give back, or simply someone with a heart for service, there's a place for you at the Richland Hospital and Clinics. To learn more about volunteer opportunities and how you can get involved, contact our volunteer program coordinator. Make a difference by volunteering with the Richland Hospital and Clinics.
Monday's Roundup, proudly sponsored by Chet Feed, Seed, and Such, Muller & Sons Excavating, and Napa Auto and Truck Parts. Providing you with the latest update with jokes and more knowledge than you'll ever need to start your week right.
It's time for the Roundup. Monday morning, now batting for Pea Ridge, Henry Bray. Bray.
Thank you, thank you. calm down, ladies.
Well, you said you like bagpipe music.
Love the bagpipe music.
So
I listened to it last night. I had Amazing Grace.
That version of Amazing Grace of the bagpipe is pretty good.
And it's that, is it Andre Rule?
Could be. Hold on a second, though. I got a present for you.
Uh-oh.
Mastodon Records sent that down there.
Highland Bagpipes. That is awesome.
There you go. You have your first record of bagpipe music there.
That is awesome.
Beautiful.
Thank you.
Beautiful.
Yeah, that is awesome.
That cut that I played, by the way, is called Stool of Repentance.
Yeah. That's, number track 6 on side 2. Thank you.
Stool of Repentance.
Yes, your
walk-up song.
Wow. Thank you.
There you go.
Well,
now you got to go buy a record player at a rummage sale.
I have to go see Craig.
Well, yeah. Well, you've been down there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, down there every other week. So... Thank you, Craig. That's pretty cool.
Is that the first record you ever owned then?
No, I actually owned, you remember the Chariots of Fire?
Yeah.
I had that record. And then O'Sherry had that record as a 45. So.
Oh, boy, oh boy.
Yeah. I've never had Dead Skunk in the Middle of the Road yet,
well,
though.
Well, there you go. You better start looking for it. Maybe you can get that, too. Who knows?
Yeah, you never know.
Let's see. Here we go. Yeah, there you go. That's.
Oh, yeah, there it is.
Your record right there.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, Steve Perry. So little Henry went to the record store and bought that one, did he?
No, it was probably a hand-me-down from my brother.
Oh, okay. You didn't actually go and buy it then. So, okay.
So, anyway, today is Monday, Philip.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
What do we do on Mondays?
We should have been gone.
Oh, yes.
No, it has.
Thank you.
Steve Perry, there he is.
I don't know what I'd do without you, buddy.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
I don't know what I would do without you.
Yeah?
Or with you.
Yeah. That's more like it.
It's Chet's Chuckle Day.
Yes, it is.
I've got 600 jokes here, buddy.
600?
See my jokes, all my jokes.
You have your own
I have my own
file folder.
Yeah,
boy, that's impressive.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah, because sometimes, I mean, the jokes just keep coming.
Oh, yeah, I suppose.
So anyway, I had a couple good ones. Hey, do you know why you shouldn't tell secrets in the garden? This is from my very good friend, Jamie.
Well, you can't tell them in a cornfield because there's too many ears.
Right. But why in the garden?
I don't know.
The potatoes have eyes, the corn have ears, and the beans stalk.
Oh, the beans stalk. I never... Oh, today's tax day, you know.
Oh, boy.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's taxing every time I come in here with you.
Yep. You know, they say that money talks.
Yeah.
All mine says goodbye.
Exactly.
Especially today. Yes.
Hey, is Joanne still celebrating her birthday?
I think she is.
Yes, I think she's had a wild, wild weekend.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Because she didn't even show up for the Solid Gold Dancers.
Yeah, she was pretty tired, I think. So
yeah,
she stayed up until 3 p.m. on Friday.
Yeah, so. She did. Hey, what kind of tree gives you the best high fives, Philip?
You know, I guess I don't know.
Palm trees.
Palm trees. I should
have. That is another one from my dear friend Jamie.
Huh.
So,
before you criticize someone, walk a mile in their shoes. That way, when you do criticize them, you're a mile away.
Yeah, exactly.
Their shoes, right?
And if you got the right shoes, I can get they can get your toe jam like I sold on the.
Oh yeah, that's right.
I'm out of toe jam. Thank
you. Are
you
really? Yeah. Well, see, radio advertising works. You advertise that on Saturday night, and you're all sold out.
Yeah, Boysenberry.
Yeah. Boysenberry's good. Yeah. Yep.
Huckleberry.
Right.
Yeah, and then toe jam.
Toe jam.
I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Tire Kick and Lynn bought that from me.
Oh, he did?
About the last two, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I'm still getting ready for your Christmas presents.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
I got some amazing simple home remedies, Philip.
Do you?
Yeah. Avoid cutting yourself when slicing vegetables by getting someone else to hold the vegetables while you chop.
Good idea.
Yeah. Avoid arguments about the toilet seat, Phil. Just use the sink.
Oh, man. I pity your poor roommates, you know.
Well, yeah, sure.
Right.
A mousetrap placed on top of your alarm clock will prevent you from rolling over and going back to sleep after you hit the snooze button.
Good point. Snap.
If you have a bad cough, take a large dose of laxatives, Philip. Then you'll be afraid to cough.
On that note, we'll be back with more after these words from Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such.
Hello, friends. It's Ellie from Chet's. Spring is just around the corner, and you know what that means? Chick season. Chet's is your local chick headquarters. We have heat lamps, starter feed, and even the chicks themselves. Don't forget about your furry friends. At our new location, there are so many cat and dog toys to choose from, and they're all 10% off. Stop by and check out our large selection of pet foods to keep your companions happy and healthy. We appreciate every single one of our friends, because without you, there wouldn't be us. Come say hi and check out the new store at 880 North Orange Street, Richland Center.
Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such. This one was going around the daycare.
Uh-oh.
What do you call a lazy kangaroo?
I don't know.
A pouch potato.
Yeah, a pouch potato. Pretty good.
Yeah, not bad.
Yeah, that's pretty good. All right. Where's that pouch potato Joanne at?
Well, I don't know.
When I say the other day, Phil, I could be referring to any time between yesterday and 15 years ago. Have you noticed that?
Right. The Uh-oh. Other day,
oh,
I know.
We're in trouble.
Yeah, that's the way it seems. Oh.
The only two tools in life you need, Philip.
Really?
WD-40 and duct tape. If it doesn't move and should, use WD-40. If it moves and shouldn't, use the tape.
Tape, yeah. Oh, there she is.
Hi, Joanne. Happy birthday. Oh, my goodness. You had a rough weekend.
Oh, I was busy all weekend.
Your hair's all messed up and everything. You didn't.
Huh.
Party woman.
She was a party animal.
Yes, she was. You went to bed by 3 p.m. on Friday. I'm so proud of you.
Yeah. Stayed up late.
Well, all right. If you can't fix it with a hammer, Philip, you've got an electrical problem.
Well, if you tap on your battery with a hammer sometimes
it works.
It'll work, yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Why aren't there a lot of jokes about peaches, Philip?
I give up.
Because most of them are pitiful.
Should have stopped with the one before.
Hey, remember, Philip, everyone seems normal, okay, until you get to know them.
Ah.
So
we all have our little quirks, don't we?
Yes, we do, my man. Yes, we do. So any plans for tonight for you?
Well, we're headed toward Ithaca for Ithaca Weston.
Mm.
They've moved a few games from tomorrow night to tonight.
Yes.
They're playing baseball in Richland Center against River Valley.
Yeah.
And make sure, too, the track teams are on the way to Prairie du Chien.
Yeah, Prairie du Chien tonight.
River Valley and Richland Center are there. Yeah. Congratulations to the Ithaca Weston girls.
Yeah, didn't they do well?
They won. That's a big invite.
Yeah, that's
in
a
Lisbon.
Huge invite, yeah.
13 teams, yeah. I think. So they
that's
won.
It's almost as big as the Sparky Reynolds one in basketball.
Yeah, good stuff.
Yeah, good job. What is that young lady's name that runs, like, is it Kaylee?
No. Kaylee and Tristan Peterson.
Oh, my goodness.
The whole gang. Yeah, they've had a good season.
Yeah,
so
they
far.
Have.
It's just
awesome.
Started.
Yeah, it just started. I just, some of these kids just love to run.
I know. It was always punishment when I was growing up.
It's still punishment.
Yeah, right.
I mean, if I have to run from here to my truck when it's raining, it's like, Phil, can I wait for the rain?
I know.
No, you need to get going,
Get on the line.
Yeah,
was it
exactly.
Wind sprints or take a couple of laps,
And, yeah, it's just like.
And they would use me as kind of the indication because a couple of times, I don't know what got into me, but I took first, like in the wind sprints, and the coach said, okay, Phil Nee came in first. The rest of you guys are dogging it. Come on. And line up. And
line up.
Do I have to run, coach? Yes. Get up. I'm like, well, hey, I took first.
First.
Come on.
Yeah, they were dogging it. Our coaches used to do the same thing.
Yeah.
So
if some of your linemen came in first, you knew that.
You knew you were in trouble.
You were in trouble. Yeah.
But, you know, to believe it or not, I mean, us old athletes, we had our, they were sunshined us every once in a while.
Once in a while.
But, you know, even in the gym.
We had our day, I think.
Yeah, anyway. Yeah, somewhere.
So, yep.
What else was I doing over the weekend that thought about you?
I don't know.
Something about school. It probably wasn't good.
So
anyway. All right, buddy.
This is your kicker?
This is the kicker.
All right, I'm going to get out of the way.
Oh, I have one more before the kicker. Why did the DJ, or why did Philip start a garden?
I don't know.
Because he wanted to cultivate some good tunes.
Oh, yes. Very nice. Yeah, yeah. Very just nice.
Kind of nice, huh?
Impressive.
Yeah. All right. Three friends, Tom, Dick, and Harry, decided to go on a camping trip in the mountains. They set up their tents, gathered firewood, and started cooking dinner.
Uh-huh.
As they were sitting around the campfire, Tom pulls out this nice bottle of whiskey and says, "Let's make a bet. Whoever can tell the scariest story tonight gets to keep the rest of the whiskey."
Ah.
Okay. All right. I would have said, just keep mine.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. As they were, okay. The other two agreed. As they took turns telling spooky tales, Tom went first, recounting a story about a ghost hunting of an old mansion. Dick followed with a tale of a creature lurking in the woods. But when it was Harry's turn, he simply said, "I'll tell you the scariest story of all, the tale of my bank account." Tom, Dick burst into laughter, and Harry continued, "You see, it's so empty, when I went to check my balance, a tumbleweed rolled out."
Oh, yes!
The three friends laughed hysterically, realizing that sometimes the scariest stories are the ones hit closest to home. And with that said, they toasted to friendship and adventures and waited them through the camping trip.
There you go.
So that's pretty good. A tumbleweed rolls out of his checkbook.
Yeah. If you go to the ATM and a tumbleweed comes out of the...
Yeah.
You'll know.
Oh, yes. Buddy, thank you for having me this morning, and remember, shop local. And here's a friendly PSA for everybody out there.
What's that?
If you're going to mow today, make sure your phones are secured.
Oh.
Everybody be kind.
Good point. That's Hank Bray on the radio.
Whether it's on the farm, at the job site, or just the front lawn, Napa has the parts to get the job done. Hydraulic hoses, PTO drive shafts, even bucket teeth are just some of the parts that can be found at Napa. For smaller equipment like lawnmowers, snowblowers, or snowmobiles, we carry essential maintenance items such as belts, filters, and fluids. Stop in today at Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Highway 14 East Richland Center, and Highway 61 Boscoville. Napa Know How!
Get your dirt work done right with Muller & Sons Excavating. From drainage ditches to ATV trails, commercial sites to driveways, and residential areas to land clearing, we've got you covered. Now serving Ithaca with our new location. Call us at 608-415-7528 and schedule your project today at Muller & Sons Excavating.
Hey, Jamie from Badgerland Flooring. Did you know we offer full kitchen and bath remodels? Custom handmade cabinets by Dura Supreme, custom quartz countertops by Cambria, and custom tiled walk-in showers, backsplashes, and floors. From start to finish, we are your one-stop shop. If you can dream it, we can build it. Visit our showroom on Highway 14 East Richland Center. Call 608-649-3567 or check us out on Facebook or at badgerlandflooring.com.
Sprung, and it's that time of year to clean out your drawers and files to safely dispose of confidential documents. WCCU Credit Union's spring shredding event will be held this Saturday, April 20th. So grab a few boxes and fill them up with tax returns, medical records, pay stubs, old checkbooks, junk mail, and any other confidential documents. The on-site shredding truck will be located in our Barroquia, Reesburg, and Richland Center parking lots this Saturday, April 20th. From 8:30 to 11:30 a.m. Maximum of 3 large boxes per person. For more details, contact any of our WCCU offices or visit us online at wccucreditunion.coop.
helping you build a better life. WCCU Credit Union feels so right.
An Evening with Spirit is coming Friday, April 26th at 7:30 p.m. at the Temple Theater in downtown Viroqua. Join renowned psychic medium Molly Morningstar for an unforgettable evening where the guests of honor are your loved ones in spirit. During this group event, she will connect with random audience members and demonstrate her unique ability to provide evidence of continuing connections to those we love in the afterlife. Purchase your tickets at ridgesandriversbookfestival.org.
Supported by Travel Wisconsin.
If your driveway or parking lot is looking tired and in need of some maintenance, the best choice is Wiscoat of Lone Rock. Wiscoat, local people committed to the local area and committed to the best customer service possible. Using the best products and techniques, Wiscoat will clean, edge, patch, seal cracks, and apply seal coating. Call now for your free estimate and get your job scheduled for next spring. 608-354-7690. 608-354-7690. Visit Wiscoat.com or check Facebook for Wiscoat to Blown Rock.
April 15, 1912, the British luxury liner RMS Titanic foundered in the North Atlantic off Newfoundland more than 2.5 hours after hitting an iceberg. Also in 1947, another iconic moment, Jackie Robinson, baseball's first black major league player of the modern era, made his official debut with the Brooklyn Dodgers on opening day at Ebbets Field. Major league teams will wear his number today on the 15th of April, and Ray Kroc opened the first franchise McDonald's restaurant in Illinois. The year was 1955. Coming up, birthdays and anniversaries, sponsored by The Shoebox, where you receive service like it ought to be.
When you play, you don't want to be on the bench. But when you visit The Shoebox in Black Earth, that's exactly where you'll be, on the bench, taking advantage of service like it ought to be. Their experts measure both your feet, find the right style, and provide the comfort every customer wants. Just like owner Steve Schmidt will tell you.
At The Shoebox, we go by the cardinal rule, offering service like it ought to be.
Head for the bench today at the Midwest's largest shoe store, The Shoebox, on Highway 14 in Black Earth.
Happy 6th birthday to beautiful niece Eva Wilson. Have a great day from Aunt Lori and the guys. Also to the most smartest, wonderfulest, bestest cousin in the world, Jamie Jones. Love from Julie. Happy birthday from Schmidlin Hills residents and staff to Dorothy Johnson, to Jessica Daly, and Melinda Harris. Also to Oral Broadbent, have an awesome year, from Lorraine and Monty and the Country Gold Band. To Ava Wilson from Uncle Butch and Aunt Margaret, and to Debbie Berry from Cindy and Kimber. Best birthday wishes today to Debbie Berry from Harley Quinn, Sweet Sally, and Batman. To Alex Dolan from Five Points Lutheran Church. To Kathleen Lukesic and to Ryan Thien from Little Willow Birthday and Anniversary Club. Happy birthday, Melinda Ewing from Beulah Wesleyan Church. The RC Lions with wishes for Grahamsdale. Also to Sandy Kramer and Amaya Brunson, Melissa Wirtz, Bailey Niebuhr, and Ashley Spencer. Muscadet, Blue River, and Avoca Lions today with wishes for Stephanie Bauman, to Walt Bone, Larry Bumkamp, and Ricky Cup, Azela Leitz. Also to Jay Linscheid, Bobby Miller, and Brogan Schwingel. Happy birthday from the Free Methodist Church family to Terry Hillesheim and Kantong Von Pockney. Also to the Bloom City Town Crier celebrants, Terry Hillesheim, Kiera Kennedy, Sue McCleary, Kantan Von Pockney, and happy anniversary to Dennis and Karen Welsh, who celebrate an anniversary today. Also to Betty Zychek of Dodgeville, happy 89th. To Mom, Grandma, and Great-Grandma from the whole family. And happy anniversary from Richland Center United Methodist Church. This is an anniversary wish to Jeff and Sandy Bryce, who celebrate on April 15th.
Wait, what? It's our anniversary already? At J.J. Walsh Jewelers, we hear this story all the time. Life is so busy that you forget to get your wife an anniversary gift. This is Amanda, and I'm here to help you. I can help you choose just the right heirloom jewelry piece that she will treasure for years. Whether it's a sparkly diamond bracelet or a casual pair of silver earrings, it's my honor to help you with this exciting purchase. $20 or $2,000, it doesn't matter. I've got your back. Remember, this is Amanda, and I care about your big occasion. J.J. Walsh Jewelers, downtown Richland Center, Southwest Wisconsin's premier diamond jeweler.
Since 1956, Meyer Oil & LP has been your trusted, locally owned fuel delivery partner. Whether it's for your home, farm, or business, we've got you covered. Offering a range of fuels from propane, diesel, gas, and bulk lubes, Meyer Oil is here for you. Serving most of Richland, Sauk, and surrounding counties, our friendly staff is ready to assist you. Please consider Meyer Oil & LP for all your fuel needs. Call us at 608-524-3914.
To thrive and live well, you need a trusted partner in health and care when you need it. Gunderson Basketball's growing family medicine team is here to offer both and welcomes new and existing patients at our Basketball, Fenimore, and Muscadet clinics. With extended hours and the convenience of same or next day appointments and online scheduling through MyChart, it's never been easier to prioritize your health and well-being. Gunderson Basketball, bringing love plus medicine to you.
We need volunteers. Do you want to give back to your community? Does caring for those in need appeal to you? Would you like to meet new people and make new friends? Schmidt Woodland Hills is actively seeking volunteers to help us fulfill our mission of caring for those in need in Richland County. We have openings for volunteers to assist in a variety of ways as we provide care to our residents and their families. We can offer flexible times and flexible hours. If you are ready to experience the joy of giving to others, please call 647-8931 and ask for John Tews.
Coming up on News Time with Joanne Krulutz. We'll check sports next hour as well, and our trivia question of the day is here on the radio. Quite a variance in temperatures. 81 for a high yesterday. We were at 57 at midnight, and then quickly in the last few hours before our sign-on time here at the radio studios, we dropped down to 41. Back up now to 44 degrees. You just don't know how to dress. That's right. Henry's mom lives too far away to help dress him. But anyway, today, April 15th, another day, another dollar. Here we go.
Another day, another dollar. Daylight comes, I'm on the way. Another day, another dollar. Working
on tax day, another day, another dollar. Sounds like inquiring minds want to know. Joanne was out roller skating last night. So are you sore today, Joanne? Not too bad?
I just go for the fellowship and the pizza.
Oh, okay. You didn't skate.
I don't want to break my hip or, yeah. You know.
Good point.
I mean, it's been like 56 years since I went roller skating.
Oh, that's all? Oh, okay. Well, Joanne is next. Some true confessions, and we'll be right back with news.
Here at
A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, we want to make the transition as easy as possible. Whether you are moving into assisted living, downsizing, or looking for a change, we got it. We are willing to work around your schedule. We offer delivery, setup, and disposal. We carry a variety of comfortable and functional pieces to fit everyone's needs, such as lift chairs, adjustable beds, and more. Stop into A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet to make your transition easier. Open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Saturdays, 9 to noon.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
Good morning. It is a sunny 44 degrees in Richland Center at 7:45. WRCO and WRCE News is sponsored by Walsh's Ace Hardware, Jones Chevrolet Buick, and Town & Country TV and Appliance. Mostly sunny and pleasant today with a high of 72. Tonight, increasing clouds, turning breezy with a low of 44 and east winds 10 to 18 miles per hour. Currently in Richland Center, the air is calm and it is 44 degrees after a low of 41.
Jones Chevrolet in Richland Center is your local, family-owned, award-winning dealership for over a century. We always have one of the largest selections of trucks in southwest Wisconsin. JonesChev.com is updated daily with specials on new and pre-owned vehicles. We even have a secure credit application online to help us help you faster. Bad credit? Good news, we can help. Our special finance manager, Melanie, has some custom finance options and is eager to help. Jones Chevrolet, Richland Center, your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevy, together, let's drive.
Good morning from the Civic Media News Desk. I'm Joanne Krulatz. A search for a missing man in Vernon County Saturday ended happily. Mark Bartline, 74, of rural Yuba, went for a routine walk along Pine Avenue Saturday afternoon around 12:30, but did not return home. A silver alert was sent out around 2:30 Saturday for Bartline, who suffers from dementia, Parkinson's, and has a history of seizures. The Vernon County Sheriff's Office, including the K-9 Unit Program and Yuba Fire Department, began searching the area. Aerial drone support was also used from the City of Hillsborough Police Department and the Lafarge Fire Department. Around 6:15, Mark Bartline had been located and was tended to by first responders on scene. No one was injured in a home fire Sunday. The Richland Center Fire Department responded to the fire on Cole Lane last night around 8. Fire crews were able to contain the fire to the lower section of the trailer with minimum damage. 6 units and 33 firefighters responded and were on scene for an hour. The Richland Center Fire Department was assisted by the Richland County Sheriff's Department, Richland EMS, and Alliant Energy. Fire danger remains high in Wisconsin. Over the weekend, the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources asked the public to stay vigilant and avoid all outdoor burning due to elevated fire danger across the state. 35 fires on Saturday burned approximately 300 acres, the single most active wildfire day so far this year. Several fires had potential for large fire growth in northwestern Wisconsin on windy, dry days. Embers from any fire, especially burn piles and campfires, can easily get out of control and cause a wildfire if not properly extinguished. Again, the DNR is asking everyone to avoid all burning until conditions improve. Dairy milk remains safe despite avian influenza being detected in some herds. Adam Brock is with DATCAP's Bureau of Food Safety, said there's a very low risk of anybody contracting avian influenza from their milk supply. Brock said milk from infected herds isn't getting to grocery coolers. Even if it did end up in the milk supply for some reason, pasteurization is proven to kill both bacteria and viruses. H5N1 bird flu has been identified in at least a dozen dairy herds across 6 states. Most health experts believe the risk of humans contracting avian influenza from cattle remains low, at least for now. A Richland County recount for board supervisor in District 8 was completed Friday with the same outcome. Incumbent Gary Manning defeated challenger Cheryl Dull. However, there was a change in the number. During the recount, it was determined that Dull received 2 less votes than were reported on election night. After the recount, it was determined that Manning defeated Dull 90-87. Due to state statute, no one will be seated to represent the 8th District when the Richland County Board holds its reorganization organization meeting tomorrow night. State statute states that there is a 5-day window from the time of a recount to request a recount through the circuit court system. There is also no provision for someone to concede. By state statute, the seat will remain vacant until 5 o'clock this Friday, April 19th. In the write-in elections, District 7, Elaine Hendricks was elected with 5 votes. District 9, Mark Gill was elected with 10 votes. District 12, Craig Woodhouse was elected with 4 votes. And in District 20, Robert Brookins was elected with 7 votes. Newly elected Richland County Board members will be sworn into office at the reorganization meeting tomorrow night, except for District 8. During National Volunteer Month this month, the American Red Cross is asking donors to help protect the blood supply by making and keeping blood or platelet donation appointments. Donors of all blood types, especially type O blood donors and those giving platelets, are needed now to keep the blood supply strong enough to support critical patient care this spring. The Red Cross depends on thousands of volunteer blood donors to collect about 12,000 blood donations every single day. With no substitute for blood and no way to manufacture it, volunteer donors are essential in transfusion care. Blood drives and donation centers also depend on the generosity and valuable time of those who make it possible for the Red Cross to help people in need. 2 blood drives will be held this week in the area. The first is today from 1 to 6 at the American Legion Clubhouse in Plain. The second will be held Friday from 11 to 5 at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Baraboo. Spring into action, book a time to give life-saving blood or platelets now by visiting redcrossblood.org, calling 1-800-RED-CROSS, or by using the Red Cross Blood Donor app. Support kinship and enjoy a spaghetti supper at the same time. The Richland Center Kiwanis Club will host a spaghetti supper tonight from 4:30 to 7 at the Phoenix Center Banquet Hall. A free will offering will be taken with proceeds benefiting Kinship of Richland County, an organization working to provide a mentor family for girls and boys in the area. Carryouts and curbside pickup will also be available by calling 608-649-7469. The Richland County Highway Department has noticed a need to initiate a higher level of maintenance regarding rural roadside vegetation management, primarily the eradication of noxious invasive plant species. Invasive species within the road right-of-way and adjacent properties can pose significant health risk to highway workers, utility workers, emergency responders, and anyone else utilizing the right-of-way. In the coming month, you may notice crews spraying these areas to help control the eradicate wild parsnip and other harmful invasive weed species. Crews have been trained and certified in applying Environmental Protection Agency certified herbicides. These herbicides are plant specific and will not hurt native plants. This means grasses, milkweed, and other native plants will flourish, helping out wildlife and pollinators. The Richland County Highway Department's intention is to spray all state roads. The window of opportunity will be dictated by the weather. However, they anticipate 3 weeks of spraying starting today. For more information, contact the Richland County Highway Shop at 608-647-4707 or State Superintendent Lonnie Hatch at 608-604-7623. The Department of Workforce Development Wisconsin Fast Forward Grant is available to help prepare students for high-demand careers. Up to $504,000 in grant funds are available to Wisconsin school districts through the expanded Wisconsin Fast Forward program. The funds support projects to train students to use advanced manufacturing tools and equipment. Award amounts range from $5,000 to $50,000. These grants reimburse school districts for the cost of purchasing and installing technical education equipment used in vocational training and technical education in advanced manufacturing fields. Funds also cover the cost for equipment operation software and instructional materials. Grants support technical education and reduce higher education costs through dual enrollment credits, industry-endorsed certificates, and technical endorsements on high school diplomas. Applications must be sent by 3 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. Find additional information or download an application on the Wisconsin Fast Forward Program website at wisconsinfastforward.com. The Bad Axe Watershed Stewards will host Soil Pit Health and Learning Day Wednesday. The program will be hosted by the Dave, Kathy, and Kent McClurg Farm on Highway 56 in Viroqua. High school youth and their teachers are invited to learn about soils, soil conservation, practices, and access to soil pits to learn for FFA land judging from 10 to noon. Lunch will be provided for students and farmers from noon to 1. Farmers are invited to learn from Jamie Patton with NRCS to discuss soil health and what we can learn from soil pit from 1 to 3. Contact Travis at 608-633-1981 or Kevin Larson at 608-606-0984 with questions or to make school reservations. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources reminds turkey hunters that the 2024 spring turkey season opens Wednesday. The 2024 spring turkey season will run from April 17th through May 28th and include 6 7-day periods running Wednesday through the following Tuesday. All 7 turkey management zones will be open for hunting.
Hello, everyone. Brian from Walsh's. Right now, we are having a deal on 2 of our most popular steel chainsaws, the MS-170 or the MS-162. Both come with a 16-inch bar and chain. Pick the one you want for only $179.99 till Father's Day or while supplies last. Also, do you need new chains for your present saw? Buy one chain and get the second one at half price or equal or lesser value. So stop in at our Richland Center, Muscadet store, or Ace of La Crosse to see these and many other sales. And as always, we thank you and appreciate your business.
Today is Monday, April 15th. Michael Slick Laufenberg, 76 of Montfort, died Thursday at home. A memorial service will be held Tuesday at 11:30 at the Montfort United Methodist Church. Friends may call at the Montfort United Methodist Church Tuesday from 9 until the time of service at 11:30. In lieu of plants and flowers, donations may be made to the UW Health Transplant Center, National Kidney Foundation, or American Heart Association. The Soman Larson Funeral Home in Montfort is assisting the family of Michael Slick Laufenberg, 76, of Montfort. Jim Waterman, 80 of Richland Center, died Sunday. Funeral services will be held Friday at 2 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel, with burial to follow in the Richland Center Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Friday from noon until the time of service at 2. Jim Waterman, 80 of Richland Center. Kenneth W. Stanichka, 82 of Muscadet, died Wednesday at the Richland Hospital. A celebration of life will be held Saturday at 11 at St. John the Baptist Catholic Church in Muscadet. A private family burial will be held in St. John the Baptist Catholic Cemetery. Friends may call at St. John the Baptist Catholic Church Saturday from 9 until the time of service at 11. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service of Muscadet is assisting the family with arrangements. For Kenneth W. Stanichka, 82 of Muscadet. Lisa Everson, 64 of DeSoto, died Saturday, April 6th, at Gunderson Health System in La Crosse. A celebration of life will be held Sunday, July 7th, at 11 o'clock, at Black Hawk Park near DeSoto. The Sealand Funeral Home in Coon Valley is assisting the family of Lisa Everson, 64 of DeSoto. In birth news from the Richland Hospital, Norma Garcia Manuel and Eusebio Bartolo Martinez had a son, Matthews Moses.
The Spring Fling sellout is in full swing at Town & Country TV and Appliance in Richland Center. Now through April 20th, find special buys on Whirlpool, Amana, KitchenAid, and Maytag appliances. Stop by the open house Saturday, April 20th from 8 until 5 for special offers, door prizes, and enter to win one of 2 grand prizes. Visit them at 2490 Highway 14 East next to Goodwill or shop online at townandcountryrc.com.
ABC News at 8 o'clock on WRCO FM 100.9 and WRCE 107.7 FM and 1450 AM is sponsored by Capital Wealth Advisory Group, helping you prepare for the expected and unexpected things in life, and by Driftless Area Group, your local land surveyors, real estate sales insurance agents, and interior design services. Mostly sunny and pleasant.